Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the FAA, they're in charge of, like, all the flight stuff. They've officially opened up an investigation on a YouTuber accused of purposefully crashing his plane and parachuting out of it to get views. And here's that moment that YouTuber and Olympic snowboarder Trevor Jacob had his crash landing.
Oh, oh my gosh. Get me out of this. Come on.
I guess I should probably document what's going on. I cut my finger pretty bad. Got my elbow. I'm just so happy to be alive. Well, where the hell am I going to land a freaking plane? I'm going to die. That's why I always freaking fly with a parachute.
And a trusty camcorder that I could put things on YouTube. I'm looking at the video and it's pretty crazy. It's got over a million views, which you would think it'd get more.
Yeah, you think so. But this is the way he's at least made it sound in that audio cut we had was that he was not planning to do that. But now right. We're finding out that indeed he did plan to do that the entire time. And that's what the FAA is looking into.
Yeah, I guess they frown upon you just like, you know, for funsies crashing a small plane.
Yeah.
The footage is insane. I mean, if it was like, you know, not done intentionally, I'd be like, this is so epic to see. But like knowing that it was probably just like he forced that, it's kind of dangerous. I mean, well, not kind of, very dangerous.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm split on this guy because of the fact, look, we see all sorts of things happen for the sake of making movies, but you know, they get permission, they have
exactly.
Tons of safety, all of this stuff. I just can't imagine this guy did any of that because it's just him.
Right.
And, you know, so even if he's trying to do it for entertainment, which I don't have a problem with, you got to do it the right way, dude, because so many things could go wrong when you're just, hey, I'll do it myself.
That's just nuts. I would never think, you know, I need more views on my YouTube page. I got it. I'm going to crash my plane. I guess he thought, like, the financially it would be a bigger deal to get all those views to make up for the loss of a airplane, unless he was just kind of done with that plane, didn't care.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because those airplanes aren't cheap. And for a million views on YouTube, I mean, I don't know, unless he gets a lot more of attention. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to go watch his page anymore?
Well, I wasn't planning on it anyway. I just clicked on the link out of curiosity. And I'm looking at his other videos. Like, he at most is getting about 50,000 views. But some of his are just in like 1,000, 5,000. Oh, he has like a 400,000 view on one of them.
He does a lot of stupid things, though. Like, he posted a video that says, I went to prison for train hopping. And he shows the whole experience of him train hopping, including his mugshot and everything. I feel like it's just, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it easier for me to believe that the allegations about him actually crashing that plane on purpose, it makes it easier for me to believe those allegations.
I guess some people thought it was a stage thing because typically pilots don't usually fly with a parachute on. Yeah,
that would be. Yeah.
Imagine you got on a plane to your buddy, he's already wearing the parachute. I'd be like, I'm going to sit this one out. You go up there without me.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, the parachute's pretty bulky. So to be able to actually, I mean, you know, to fly the plane if he had the parachute on his body, which is what you'd have to do. I don't know if you'd have time to actually put a parachute on if your plane was crashing. I don't know anything about this, but it does seem fishy to me.
And he also just bought that plane and told the seller that he was going to do something special with it, but didn't elaborate.
Oh.
I'm going to crash it.
I wonder how much that plane costs. Sometimes they cost six figures. those kind of planes. It looked like a Cessna-ish kind of plane to me.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of plane, but there's a single-engine plane.
Yeah, I feel like those are six-figure planes.
This is something to kind of lend a little bit of a conspiracy to it. So this happened back in November, November 24th. And that just happened to be 50 years ago when D.B. Cooper famously jumped from a hijacked plane.
Wow.
Just reading another article that states that. So, I mean, it could just be a weird coincidence. Oh,
throw the book at him.
Yeah, this is not a...
and
we
a plane.
All, yeah.
And the plane.
And all of us Marvel fans know that Loki was the one that actually was D.B. Cooper.
Yeah,
we all know
right?
That. So there we go. There we go. Don't worry, Steve. You don't have to. You have to watch all six episodes. I don't think you're in for that.
Yeah, I might have already seen it, for all I know.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, speaking of entertainment, man, this is pretty cool. I have to say, Tom Cruise, man, I want to see this happen. He is developing a movie that will be shot at least partly in outer space.
Space.
Wow.
On the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
The Star Trek convention, yes. The first Star Trek convention.
You almost got it, Steve.
I got the right show this time, at least.
Good job, buddy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.